Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, I think the city, much of its legal community anyway, is wondering what the fallout is likely to be of what's happening with these trials of the police officers, specifically what it might mean for the chief prosecutor of Maryland, Mosby.
Yeah, we've got another trial starting this week. As the listeners all know, we've had three trials so far, one mistrial, two not guilty judgments in bench trials. And there are a lot of people questioning, we on the editorial page have also questioned whether Marilyn Mosby, the state's attorney, should be considering dropping some of the charges, some people calling for her to drop the cases altogether. She's even gotten somebody, an activist law professor, trying to get her disbarred over all of this. And there's a lot of speculation, I think, around town about what this means for her future politically. You know, she's up for re-election in 2018. Is this going to be something that really hurts her? And I would say I don't necessarily think so. I think for as many people who may be disappointed in this outcome, or as many people who look at these cases and say, see, I told you so, there was no cause to bring these charges in the first place, there are plenty of people out there in the city who look at Marilyn Mosby as someone who has at least tried to bring charges against them. You know, whether that attitude may change as time goes on, as we potentially have more of these trials, it's hard to say. But I think it cuts both ways at least. And, you know, 2 years out, I think there are a lot of other things that may matter more in terms of her political future.
It might have been a fairly, if this is the right language, an almost unique situation where you had prosecutors are under fire everywhere, almost, for not doing what she ultimately did. And she did it at a moment when people thought the stability of the city was at stake.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if there were some clear indication that she had screwed up these cases, that these were winnable cases that she had lost, that would be one thing. But I don't think that's necessarily so. I mean, the questions more revolve around whether she should have brought these charges in the first place.
Right, exactly. I mean, this is why I think it's a unique situation. Mm-hmm. You do something that you believe the crowd wants, and it's easy for us to say that she shouldn't have done it, but we weren't there. We weren't making that decision.
Right, nor do we know exactly what evidence they had and what they thought they had at the time. But I think the danger here is not so much whether her win-loss record in the Freddie Gray cases is going to determine whether she gets reelected. It's whether there is fallout in terms of the relationship between prosecutors and police that makes it more difficult for her to secure convictions in dozens and dozens of other cases over the course of the next 2 years. So long as she can avoid serious damage there, you know, she remains a very accomplished public figure. She presents herself very well. She campaigns very well. And, you know, she's a very well-known name at this point, and those are all formidable advantages.
Well, there's so much that we don't know, but it's worth thinking about, because I think the institution needs to be able to defend itself and to perform the functions that are in front of it. And they're not always quelling riots. It's dealing with the circumstances in the court. But anyway, as we've been saying, we can't forecast what things will look like down the road. So, Andy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith. And you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR. Your NPR news station.